My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number 3. My goodness, did it go that fast? It has. It's gone that fast. So, yes, hour number 3. And, boy, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I hope that you have plans for your Thanksgiving holiday, and that that those plans might include seeing some family and hanging out with some friends and giving God some thanks and some gratitude for the blessings in your life. So hopefully that's all a part of what you're gonna do tomorrow, and I hope that you have the opportunity to do that. Is it crass to suggest that possibly today also we think about our friends in India and their needs as well? I'm just going to ask that you might prayerfully consider this holiday season in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe an end of year kind of a gift that you might want to give to help them. There's a lot of persecution happening in India right now. We're making great headway. We're touching a lot of lives. Our churches are growing, by the way, over there. That's the good news. In the midst of all the persecution, God is so faithful, and our churches are growing. But that means our needs are growing as well. We need carpets for them to sit on because it's very cold on the ground over there. And so we need carpeting. We need drums for them to play during their worship time. That's one of their main instruments for their worship. And our pastors need winter jackets, and they would be most grateful because they have to go out and walk from door to door and do ministry out amongst the people, and it gets cold. And so being able to have a winter jacket to put on so they don't get sick in their walks would be a real blessing. So if you are thinking about that, you can make a contribution today. Go to the donate button here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com and make a donation sometime between now and the end of the year. All right. Well, folks, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program and all of her lovely family that's hopefully watching us today, Mom and Dad and everybody. I want to welcome T. Rose Mandelberg of Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg, and thanks for that. Just telling everybody about India. I think a lot of people, you know, don't know what's going on, and just prayer is so powerful. So I think that that's something that people can do, even if they don't feel called to donate. They can definitely pray, which is awesome.
Absolutely, 100%. And prayers definitely make a huge difference. Let's talk about censorship. And Elon Musk is in the news. He's firing more people, changing more personnel. David Justokas was on with us in our first hour, and he talked about a tweet that he had put out that over the past few years, because of shadow banning, has garnered very little attention. And this particular tweet, he's already had 15,000 people respond to it of his, you know, nearly 90,000 people that he has, but still that's a significant uptick. I, on the other hand, as you know, am still permanently mm-hmm. suspended for life. I don't know. Are you sensing that there's a shift, and what's the news cycle telling you?
Yeah, Pastor Greg, I have noticed a shift. You know, it's not all at once, obviously, but there have been definitely some more notable things that have happened. You know, we can go on there and say that there are two genders and we're not automatically banned, which is crazy to think that that's something that used to get us banned, but that is exactly what happened. So, you know, we can say more truths that used to be censored automatically. I noticed one thing in particular. I deal a lot with cultural stuff here, and so Twitter changed its policies. So now there is a button where you can report content that says it's you can report it for sexual exploitation or pornography, which is a new button, which is crazy that that even has to be a button, but people were posting, you know, pretty bad things. But, you know, now with Twitter, you can comment or you can report things for child exploitation. So it's kind of nice that that is an option, I guess you could say. Unfortunate sure. that that has to be an option, but nice that Elon Musk is taking a stand against things like that in particular.
It is. I mean, that was one of the, you know, a concern that had been raised about Twitter was child safety and mm-hmm. some of the illegal and illicit activities, you know, and also activities by groups like Antifa and BLM, right? That were, you yeah. know, plotting certain things, cartels using Twitter to, you know, make connections and possibly, you know, smuggling in of human beings and things of that nature, human trafficking. So it's nice to see that perhaps we're going to see some cracking down with regards to the illicit activities.
Correct. Now, hopefully, that remains. We'll see, I guess. But
Yeah.
It's crazy the things that the left gets to say on the internet and the right is not able to. You know, they used to be able to share all these things about child exploitation or about sexuality and things like that, with no qualms. But, you know, the second we said something about the election or about the vaccine, in your case, anything related to COVID, we get censored. So hopefully we see a little bit bigger of a shift in that regard.
So speaking of the injections and so forth, so Anthony Fauci was invited to the podium to give one last little plug about all the wonderful things, T. Rose, that he did to help us combat. Geraldo Rivera actually put out a tweet that I saw commending Anthony Fauci on a stellar job of speaking truth and guiding us through the plandemic. Wow.
The plandemic, I love that.
The media bias on this, you know, just continues, and it was interesting to watch Jean-Pierre, that's her name, right? Jean-Pierre Francine.
Yes.
It was interesting her snap at the one reporter that said, "I'm done talking to you."
It's so true. You know, it just is crazy to me how, you know, I mean, okay, in modern day and everything, we are sort of brainwashed by things, whether it's the media or TV or anything like that, just cultural things. And it's unfortunately inevitable. We have to, you know, think critically and think logically because that's what we're called to do, right? So the people who are just praising these elected officials, I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, like, how embarrassing you must feel that you are saying all these praises. I did one about Nancy Pelosi and how she had said she wasn't going to pursue anything regarding the House after she stepped, you know, was forced to step down, basically. And all these celebrities were going on and saying, similar to with Fauci, they were saying, you're the best speaker there ever was. You know, you have inspired a generation of young girls. You are our role model, Miss Pelosi. Like, no one is ever going to surpass the things that you've done. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding? Like, how embarrassing. Like, what are the notable things that, I mean, I'm a very pro-life person and I'm like, I can't ever recommend a person if they choose, you know, if they think that murdering babies is moral, but that they're still praising these people, Fauci, Pelosi, any of them.
It just seems as though it's just a continuum on. And then, you know, I mean, there was no confession about, you know, his statement about masks. Masks were bad. Then masks weren't bad. There was no statement about that. There's still no acknowledgement. And more and more evidence is coming out. I mean, regularly, a new film. Stu Peters has a new film out. Let's see. Hang on a minute. I had Dr. James Thorpe was on with me last week. World premiere. Let me see if I've got. Oh yeah, Died Suddenly. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
He basically goes through and he you know, has tracked on here all of the issues, all of this just list of individuals who took the booster and died.
Wow.
And then coroners who are finding things in these dead people's, you know, blood that they've never ever seen before. Just, it's terrible, And now we come to find out, because of the bravery of people like Dr. Thorpe and Dr. Peter McCullough, who, by the way, is the most, in medical history, he's the most cited cardiologist in medical history. And yet, in the last few years, all of a sudden, he's become public enemy number one to those on the left, because he suddenly discovered scientific medical facts as to the damage being done to hearts, myocarditis caused by the injections.
Right, right. But that's not what the media wants to tell you. You know, they want to just have everybody vaccinated. They want to have everybody following whatever they say is quote unquote correct. But in reality, you know, these, like you were just saying, that guy, he's a licensed professional. He knows what he's talking about. I can guarantee that the people who are, you know, on Facebook or previously on Twitter, sitting in their parents' basement, censoring people, I can guarantee that they have no idea what any of the medical science is behind 90% of the things that they're censoring. So it's just, how does that make sense? Like, how does this feels like we're in some sort of dystopian universe where we're suddenly listening to these bots on Twitter instead of actual professional people who know what they're talking about?
Well, and Dr. Thorpe, and we published this on our page, but, you know, Dr. Thorpe has put out, they have a letter that they have put out, but they've got graphs on there. And this data and this information is actually government data and government information that shows direct correlation between the percentage of women who had stillborn babies that were vaccinated versus those that weren't. And it's horrific. We'll be back with more Censor Track and Newsbusters right after this break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout. Receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest, T. Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. T. Rose, media continues to hide the stories of the damages. We were talking about Stu Peters Presents Died Suddenly, and Dr. James Thorpe is actually interviewed in this film. He is an OBGYN. And he uses the government's own statistics to document the number of stillborns in women who were injected while pregnant. And he shows, using the government, again, their own graph statistics, the number going back to, like, 2017 is 5.84. And then actually in 2019, 2020, it dips to like 5.73. So it actually goes down. Now, this is amongst women that were not injected. Not injected. Starting in 2020, putting in the women that were injected, the numbers go, this is per thousand, to anywhere between 29 and 160 stillborn deaths per thousand versus 5.7 in the unvaxxed. And this is according to the government's own, these are numbers that they know. And the media says, and social media says, and I have, you know, the articles up pointing to it, they say, this is a false narrative. It's not real. It didn't happen. But the government has the statistics, and Fauci stands there at the press conference and talks about how everyone needs to get injected, and don't worry, there's you know, no danger here.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, it's honestly heartbreaking, because when we're dealing with something with such a high magnitude as vaccines that could affect your life for the, you know, the rest of your life, you think that you would want to have all of the information that you can, you know, whether it's from doctors, whether it's from personal testimonies from other people. You know, we kind of, I think that it's fair to assume that we should be able to have all of the information that is presented, positive and negative, just so we can kind of gauge whether we want to do something like this for ourselves. And that's the thing. This is, none of this should be mandated. This is all just personal decisions regarding your own, your own body and what you put into it. But like you were saying, the internet, social media, big tech, and the news, they all only show one side. They'll show the side that says everybody gets a vaccine. The vaccine has no negative repercussions. But then the second somebody says something on the internet, whether it's a medical professional or a media personality, anything like that, they will censor it, whether right. If it's something that says, you know, something that is not lockstep with the leftist narrative regarding COVID or the vaccines. We did a study a couple months ago where we found that 41 medical and scientific professionals were censored numerous times regarding the coronavirus. So people who actually had expertise on viruses, on, you know, cardiologists or anything like that, they were censored, even though they actually know what they're talking about and should have the free speech, the freedom of speech to be able to proclaim what's going on.
But let's step back and look at this just from a journalistic integrity perspective. You study journalism. You're a journalist. Is it not the responsibility of journalists to present all of the information? It's a news story. Is not a journalist's responsibility to simply present the news?
No, that's right. But Pastor Greg recognized that, you know, journalism these days is not, it does not paint both sides of the story. It paints the left side of the story. And that's what everybody runs with and thinks is truth. It doesn't show both sides. You know, it was in the pro-life stuff. All you see is pro-choice, pro-choice, pro-abortion, pro-abortion. But we don't see anything that's praising pro-life because the media and journalism, it is only one-sided now. And people don't even recognize that, and they just follow it.
I'm going to have Reverend Jim Harden on, whose pro-life clinic in Buffalo was burned to the ground by arsonists. He'll be back on Monday. But one of the things we're talking about is Christopher Wray coming out with completely false numbers, suggesting that it's the pro-life people that are the violent ones that are attacking abortion clinics. And that they are the ones that are being violent, predicated on using 73 old closed cases that they have reopened and applied this FACE Act to. False narratives. One last thing. We got 1 minute left, but one last thing. Now I'm not going to do it that way. Let me just let you say happy Thanksgiving to our audience and a happy Thanksgiving to you and the Mandelberg clan.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Just honestly take a moment to be grateful. While the media is corrupt and very left-leaning, just recognize that we know where our truth lies and who defines truth. So just recognize that this holiday season and be grateful for all the glories that God provides.
No doubt. No doubt. And that we still have Chosen Generation Radio for TV and audio as a place where you can come and hear and speak the truth. And I hope, folks, that you'll share that and encourage others to do the same. T. Rose, thanks so much. God bless you and your family, and a happy Thanksgiving to Mom and Dad out there. We'll be back with more coming up right after this break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Yeah, and welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered. We'll try. We're working at this, okay? No, everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Holy moly, manoli, coli, roli. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, we'll leave that part out.
So I guess... things seem to go, well when we, where's your name? Things seem to go, trying to find the name.
At the top of the
this
list.
Is, I know, right? This is Michelle Swinnick, by the way, that is with us today. The Jesus assassin. That's a good thing. She didn't kill him. She's fighting for him. She's killing the bad guys. She's taking them out.
Yeah.
No, she's not killing anybody. Oh my God! If I say that, then they'll be like, "Aha! So
Esther,
no.
4:14. You know, you have this on in here. I have to write it down. I put it on the keyboard.
No, it's anyway.
Chronicles 7:14. My Joshua moment. At least I got that one memorized.
She is battling.
I don't know where to start with the update. I'm just going to move right here on the other computer because I want to pull up the updates for the Friday and Saturday events that are going on here in Arizona, which we want people to come up. So I'm just going to do that while you're talking.
Yeah. So Michelle Swinnick. So let's do this because we did this yesterday, and I really agree with Michelle, and she said this. She said, you know, I hadn't done it like that, but I think it's the appropriate thing. And that is, we began by saying, by opening our segment with a prayer. And so I'm just going to jump into that while Michelle's gathering what she needs to gather.
Yeah, I'll be over here, but I'm praying.
Yeah, she's praying with us. So Father God, we just come before you right now. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you thanks. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks Thank you, Father God. Lord, even as we move into tomorrow, which is Thanksgiving, we give you all the thanks. We thank you, Father God, for your love. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God, that you love us, all of us, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that then you extend the opportunity to receive salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, through his death, resurrection, and ascension, and that by confession of our sins and by repentance, we can receive a new nature in you. We can crucify our old man and do away with our old nature. And we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ that washes away, cleanses us completely of all of our sin, that we can walk righteously and circumspectly before you, and we put on the righteous robes of Christ. And we thank you, God, that we can come boldly before your throne in this our hour of need, and we lift up our country to you, our nation to you. We ask, Father God, for justice. We also ask, Father God, for mercy. We ask for justice, Father God, where wrongs have been done. We ask that justice would come. And we ask, Father God, for mercy, because we know, Lord God, that you do not rejoice even when the wicked perish. And that you are long-suffering in that you have not made your appearance yet, because you desire that all would be saved, even while it is clear that all will not. But our responsibility is to advance the kingdom of heaven and to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will set all men free. And so we give thanks that we can proclaim that truth. And even as we fight this battle regarding who will represent us, because by biblical proclamation, we have a responsibility to submit representation that honors your name, your truth. And there is only one truth and one name under heaven and earth that every knee should bow and every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we submit to him in this season. And we submit our nation to him. And we ask that he would take the throne over the United States of America. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, folks. So Michelle Swinnick is still down in the basement.
She's, I'm ready. Yes.
Here she is. She just walked up the stairs. Dun, dun, dun. And SaveMyFreedom.us. Mark that down. Get over there. Take your action steps today. Oh, SaveMyFreedom.us. Now I got it. I got it.
You got it?
Okay. You're covered. Yeah.
I always forget to do the sign.
But so I've got I'm glad you do. But I've got it for when you come on this show. I've got the graphic. It says Michelle with one L. Swinnick.
Ah, nice.
Yes, Michelle Swinnick, and then right underneath your name is SaveMyFreedom.us, the website. So if you change the website, then you have to tell me, and I've got to update the graphics. But for right now, it's SaveMyFreedom.us. And there's a young Michelle Swinnick with a very incredibly famous President Ronald Reagan. And
you can buy PG a cup of coffee while you're watching the show with us. So early.
If you would, please.
There you go.
Yeah. So. Go to the donate button here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, right up over here, and make your donation. And by the way, if you make a donation of $75 or more, and you can use these as gifts to give away as well. We've got these great books that Don Jans, who will not be with us on Friday live. We're going to be replaying some programming in the next couple of days as I take a little break. I need a little break, a little Thanksgiving break. But these books are incredible books. The Road to Tyranny, a very powerful book, right? I'm telling you.
He just got run over by the entire
Two Visions for America, understanding what the right vision is. Republic or democracy, does it matter? Yes, Yes, it matters. And then setting brush fires of freedom, which is what we're doing today. And if you send your donation over this weekend, $75 or $100, but a minimum of $75. If you send your donation over the weekend, I'll throw in another extra book from him, Goodbye Constitution Freedom America, and we'll send you a Chosen Generation radio mug. So $75 or more donated this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. Please help us out. Let me know that you know that you're there. Look, I've got a lot of folks, and I greatly appreciate all of you that watch us, all of you that are counted in the number of folks that are regular viewers of Chosen Generation Radio. If just, golly, if each of you would just send $5, we would be funded for like the whole year. I kid you not. Now, $5 a month would give us the opportunity to really start to make a difference, to put boots on the ground, to work with people like Michelle and help her with personnel that we could put in all 50 states making a difference in our elections. Imagine if we had a Chosen Generation radio chapter in all 50 states. Not only would we be talking about our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, but we would be talking about what changes the life. It's what's changed Michelle's life, and it's called Jesus Christ. He has set her on fire. She would not be taking these steps today that she's taking. Honestly, I don't believe.
No, that's true. That's totally true.
If your heart had not been changed in, I don't know, even the last 6 months.
You are a part of this, PG. I want to encourage people to, I don't want to say follow, but listen to, okay? We don't want to follow, right? You follow Jesus, you really don't follow anybody else,
right?
Okay? So
we've
got to be careful with our words, right? And I had a conversation, I was on Dr. Alan Key's show yesterday, and it's very
great
interesting.
Great man.
Oh my God, okay? So even though sometimes we butt heads, but it was interesting because I've always been saying rhinos and establishment and elections are all, are selections. You don't get to choose who you're. I always do leadership positions, people in leadership positions. I don't believe they're leaders, but then I said on his show, leaders. I said, you know, and I do the quotes, right? So for those who know,
right. Yeah.
And then finally yesterday on the show, he's like, okay, it basically said, all right, I'm in. You're kind of right. Yeah, you're no hope for elections because they're actually selected and they're corrupt and all that. And he was still in the old mindset of America has freedom because we don't, and we have the choice to choose who our representatives are. But here's hang on one second.
No, go. Final minute. 1 minute before our break. Go.
Oh God, you with these breaks.
I know.
So. He said, you know, there are representatives, so don't say leadership or leadership positions. And I went, oh, okay, we have to change the language. We're electing representatives. We are not electing leaders, and they are not leaders. They are our representatives.
Exactly.
You might be putting them on these false, another false title. Don't do that. We don't want to do that.
Don't.
But you are electing representatives. You are not electing leaders, so don't ever call them a leader.
And if you listen to this program, you'll consistently have that reinforced for you that's why we talk about the principles of the individuals that we put forward as our representatives. And I'll talk about that when we get back. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Help us.
Go buy something on these commercials.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication.
Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect direct action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. The mic didn't turn on. That's okay. So this is misdirection. And look, everything is about misdirection. It's all about misdirection. I was just quickly saying that the Club Q, and it doesn't take away, we send our condolences to those who lost their lives, but the individual who committed this heinous act has identified as non-binary, which means they have identified as being a part of the community, okay? They've identified as being part of the community that they went in and shot up for whatever reason. And now there's more information about their biological father and his being a porn star. And I mean, it just gets darker and darker. It, again, all misdirection. This vote situation, misdirection. They're stirring up now a fight within the conservatives.
They're coming for the guns next.
Well, they're trying to stir up the Trump camp versus a DeSantis camp versus a Nikki Haley camp. Number one, primaries are primaries, and every party has them, and it's okay for individuals to run if that's their choice. Okay, you're not evil because you decide to run. That's misdirection. We have free elections. Misdirection doesn't want you to have free elections. Misdirection wants you to believe that there is no such thing as a free election. Misdirection wants to create anarchy on both sides, within the Republican Party, within the Democrat. There's a uni party, and they want to create insurrection. They want to create chaos. They're likely going to arrest President Trump sometime between now and Christmas. That is more than likely what is going to happen. That's what the special counsel is all about. The criminal thing, all of it. They're going to arrest him. And what do they want? They want us to have an insurrection. They want us to go to the streets. They want a civil war. They want violence. They want all of this. They're going to send their people in to create violence to try and egg it on if we don't do it. Just like they did at January 6th with the hundreds of faces of individuals that were instigators there that weren't supporters of our constitutional republic, that weren't part of any patriot movement. This is misdirection. This is what misdirection is all about. And we, the people, have to reject all misdirection, all lies, and the only way we're going to get the discernment in our eyes and in our ears is to know, truly commit ourselves to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Okay, misdirection, you can go get Michelle now. All right, misdirection will be back. She's going to go back down in misdirection. She, he, they, them, the non-binary, whatever that is going to go and get our friend Michelle, who was trapped in the basement dungeon. But she will be coming back up here momentarily to join us. Yes, here she comes. All right. Oh, my God.
That was crazy. I don't like the misdirection person.
Well, they're just uncool,
PG. Yeah. Uncool.
Yep. Came up right behind you and...
scoops you up and you're just like, whoa, hey,
what happened to me?
What is behind me?
Yeah.
There's shenanigans. They're swarthy. They're sneaky.
All right. And this is why we have to come together as we the people and peacefully. We have freedom of religion. We have freedom of speech. We're supposed to have free press. I'm not press. I'm pastor. Okay? But I'm talking about what needs to be talked about and I bring you news because, well, it's hard to find places where there's real, just straight news. But we have a freedom to redress our government and to do peaceful protesting. This weekend in Arizona, all of those things are going to be on display. Yeah. And I just want to say, again, if you're showing up, come with peace in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Come ready to use your voice and to speak intelligently and argue logically. But come with peace in your heart. Michelle, where do people go if they want to express their concerns over what's happened?
So on Friday, I'm reading here on the computer screen. Friday at 9 a.m., and we're in Mountain Time here in Arizona, so 9 a.m. on Friday, we're going to the Capitol. So I'm sure that should be interesting to see. But we can't. But here's the thing. So we're never going to go protest in front of a building again because of the fake and what they did to January 6th to scare you so you don't do that? Because this is all part of the narrative, part of the setup, people. This is part of the plan. So, again, if you stand for nothing, you fall for anything. So at some point, what are you going to stop being a slave, right? So we're doing it. And you know what? We're not going to be causing any problems.
9 a.m. at the Capitol.
9 a.m. Friday.
Yep.
And then there's multiple overpasses that are people that are going to be spread out all over the Mayor Corruption County, Phoenix, major area, Scottsdale, things like that. And that's at noon. So I'm going to add this as soon as we get off this show to that Substack, which is
SaveMyFreedom.us.
I'm going to add all SaveMyFreedom.us.
To the other website. All right.
So 9 a.m. this Saturday
in Arizona. Friday or Saturday?
Friday. It's Black
9 a.m. Friday.
Protest.
Okay. 9 a.m. Friday.
Revote.
9 a.m. Yeah.
AZ revote. Hashtag AZ revote.
And by the way, there's already been a revote that was called in North Carolina in the last election. North Carolina did a revote because.
Right. It was possible.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Let me give you a quick update, though.
Real quick.
So, Pima. Oh, I get them confused. Pima County or Pinal? I'm not sure. One of the Pima. A lot going on.
Sure.
They voted to certify. So that was, but they did it 2,800 pages, came across at 4 o'clock. They had their meeting at like 11. So same shenanigans that they always do. Nobody reads anything. And of course they have similar fraud that we did, just not as much. So they voted to certify. Mayor Corruption County is going to their meeting at 9:30 in the morning. To certify.
And that's the reason why the gathering is happening.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
The nerve of these people. The demons. How dare you? After everything that everybody in the country has seen, not even including all of the, like, more evidence that we know of and the blatant disregard for your sacred vote.
So I'm going to, I got to close this off with this. Happy Thanksgiving. Please stay engaged. Stay engaged. SaveMyFreedom.us. And remember, at the end of the day, we will give an answer to God over how we have handled the blessings that we're thankful for. Here you go. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.